Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second broadcast of Bobby Mo Soccer Show, the RMU exclusive all-European football radio show. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lennox. I hope everyone had a safe and eventful weekend, and that all of you folks survived that dreadful Monday. As for myself, I stayed busy catching up with the Premier League. And yes, professors, the assignments and studying that I didn't want to do. I'm just kidding. I chose to come here and wholeheartedly knew that there would be some sort of work at university. Continuing on. This past week has been exceptionally exciting in the Premier League. I can't wait to get down to business with everyone. Chelsea FC and Everton kicked off this Premier League weekend with quite the thriller. Chelsea looked to reclaim their title hopes at the Goodison Park against our Secretary of Defense, Tim Howard. Things started off well for Everton, getting the better of the first half. At 8 minutes played, however, Mohamed Bassiche pulled up lame and was substituted to make way for Stephen Naismith. And a fine choice, as he went on to have himself a perfect hat trick, scoring with his head and his left and right foot. Although, according to Jose Mourinho, it's not what he wanted to become of Mr. Stephen Naismith. He had quite a questionable no-call, as he appeared to take a kick at Ivanovic just 2 minutes before actually he scored his first goal. He was going towards the end line, and after the ball went out of play, he still took a kick at the defender. Chelsea would only pull back one goal with Nemanja Matić to stop the bleeding at 2-1, but in the 82nd minute, Stephen Naismith would eventually do put his hat trick together. Chelsea now but only claw at the bottom of the table in 17th place, a disgraceful standing for the former champions, only 2 points out of the relegation race. Everton did go on, however, to only win 3-1 with all three goals coming from Mr. Naismith. Quite the good fixture. Later on that evening, Arsenal and Stoke City would clash at the Emirates. From the opening, it looked like one of those games of Ultimate Team that you play with your friends. When you just knew deep down FIFA didn't want you to score for unknown reasons. Just, you know, one of those games. But after two shots off the post and two wasted opportunities as well from Theo Walcott, 30 minutes in, he would finally redeem himself after a less than perfect start. The game was mostly in Arsenal's favor after the first goal. They did make it seem like Stoke was not ever going to come back into the game. The majority of play was, as I said, in Arsenal's favor. And then they finally put the stake through their opponent's heart with the second goal coming from Olivier Giroud. They now have a 3-1-1 record. Definitely better than what most people were going to think after Arsenal had a poor start to the season. They have 10 points and they're in fourth place with only one goal differential worse than that of Manchester United, who they shared the record with. Arsenal did win that game 2-0. When we come back, we'll talk about Manchester City hoping to keep their perfect record alive. The league leaders, Manchester City, hope to claim their next 3 points to keep their perfect record as the citizens travel to Selhurst Park, the nest of the Eagles of Crystal Palace. As I was saying last week, it was Kevin De Bruyne's first start for City, and he hoped that he could prove his quite heavy, pretty penny price to help the citizens keep their record. But it was to no avail. He only had a couple close shots on net, no really big opportunities for the Belgian forward. It would also prove to be troublesome for City as they did not have the firepower of Sergio Aguero, who did not start nor play in the game. Palace started the game looking like the better team, having a few of the better chances. But it wasn't until the second half when Jesus Navas would have a breakaway. However, he couldn't finish the job. That was probably the best showing from City in the second half at that time. Neither team would score until the 88th minute, when Crystal Palace nearly stole the 3 points with a brilliant pass into the box, but the forward put it wide. That did prove costly for Crystal Palace, as the 18-year-old Nigerian substitute for Manchester City, Kalichi Iheanacho, would keep the perfect record in the stunning 90th minute goal. Manchester City stole that game and the 3 points, winning 1-0. Also this weekend, Watford faced Swansea at home, looking for their first win of the season. The game seemed to be all in their control in the opening phase. And after a scoreless first half, their tenacity prevailed as they managed to score through Adion Ighalo in the 59th minute. Things did, though, almost look like they were going to make a quick turn for the worse, as Valon Barami was giving his marching orders for stepping on the Swansea player Ayew. They would have to be able to stop the Black Swans for over 35 minutes with only 10 men. But even after 90 regular minutes and the 7 minutes added on to the extra time phase, Watford were able to hold on for their 1-0 win. Norwich would also be defending at home against visiting Bournemouth. With Norwich coming off a 3-0 loss to Southampton, it would appear to be anyone's game between the two clubs. After a slow start to the game, it would be Norwich who opened up the scoring. Breaking through the outside was Wesley Houlihan, who slid it across to Cameron Jerome, who coolly put it into the back of the net. Then after the half, the Canaries would add to their total, getting a second one from the man who assisted the first, Mr. Wesley Houlihan, in the 52nd minute. Then, for sure, taking Bournemouth out of the runnings was Matt Jarvis, who slyly cut back on his left foot, beating the keeper. But Bournemouth did not go down silently. In the 81st minute, Steve Cook would put one in the back of the net off his head from a corner. Norwich finished the game 3-1 over Bournemouth. These games were pretty exciting over the weekend, and we still have more to go. And I'll see you in just a few minutes.
There's nothing beneath it. Forgive me for staring. Forgive me for breathing. We might not know why. We might not know how. But baby, tonight, we're beautiful now. We're beautiful now. We're beautiful now. We might not know why. We might not know how. But baby, tonight, we're beautiful now. We'll light up the sky. We'll
And we're back. The Saints of Southampton would march right into the Hawthorns as well this weekend to take on the Baggies of West Brom. Ricky Lambert, it'd be his first game against his former club since the summer break after he was sold to West Bromwich from Liverpool. After a slow start, it seemed as though in the 14th minute, Southampton had nearly given up a penalty. The fans and players were furious. After many appeals, it was dismissed. It would be a tough game for the left backs of Southampton. In my opinion, it didn't look as though it deserved a penalty. But, of course, to others, that wasn't the case. The Saints had a close call at almost scoring in the 38th minute, but there's nothing more of a chance. It was a slow game after that, not many opportunities for either club, and it was a disappointing 0-0 finish after 90 minutes. And Saturday would end with the most anticipated game of the weekend. The very old and very exciting clash of Manchester United and Liverpool FC at Old Trafford. It would be an interesting game for everyone, and you know, it wasn't going to look like Manchester was going to have much firepower, as their star player and forward Wayne Rooney would miss the game as he was put on the injured reserve list precautionarily, just for a small injury that he picked up over the international break, and he did become the highest scoring England captain of all time. Also, it would be a very interesting and well-deserved start for David De Gea for the Red Devils. I don't know, I neglected to mention it. It was quite the exciting and disappointing and confusing summer for David De Gea, the young star Spaniard international. He is Manchester United's starting goalkeeper. He was all set to be moved over to Real Madrid over the summer. And during the last few minutes of the transfer window, things fell out paperwork-wise, and he wasn't transferred before the end of it, and he ended up just staying put. Although he kept very, very cool, calm, and collected during the whole thing, he was quite the gentleman. He understood that mistakes happened, even though I don't know if it was a mistake. I can't speak on Manchester United's behalf, though, because I'm not their manager. Well, continuing on with that story, he ended up staying, supposedly. I mean, I don't know if it was his choice, really, but he did recommit himself. He did renew his quote-unquote vows to United and re-signed a contract extending on a year or so. But to the game. Throughout the first half, it seemed as though the game wasn't going to and wouldn't hold up to the previous derbies of yesteryear. It was quite slow. It was very sloppy by Liverpool. United piled on and just more or less possessed the ball the first half. It was very uneventful other than the few chances that they did have. Not many were produced, though. And after a scoreless first half, Daily Blind would break the deadlock silence with a howitzer of a strike from a free kick. It was Nathaniel Clyne who was to blame for giving up a foul that close on goal on a very, very poor challenge on Ashley Young. Ashley Young and Mata lined themselves up with the ball, and Juan Mata put a brilliant ball across the 18, and it was neatly tucked away by the Dutch international. After 65 minutes of play time, Juan Mata would, though, be making way for United's most expensive teenager, Anthony Martial. And it would, so, be the beginning of the Martial era. However, it wouldn't be him adding on to United tally next. It was Ander Herrera. He was taken down in the box by Gomez, who made quite the inexperienced tackle. It would seem as though United were going to break away and just snag those 3 points. But it wouldn't be so, as Christian Benteke had a few words to say about that. A marvelous soup. Herb bicycle kick inside the box in the 84th minute. United tried to get ahead on it. It just popped right up, and it was a brilliant strike from Mr. Christian Benteke. But it was almost reminiscent of the goal from the absent Wayne Rooney that he charged Liverpool 4 years ago. But unfortunately for Liverpool, United's purse would pay off, as 2 minutes later, Anthony Martial would positively stun Liverpool from a goal that was reminiscent of Thierry Henry. And so it would be United's day, as they ended up winning 3-2-1. A very exciting match for both sides, although it would end up being United's day. But that's just how football is. You don't know when you're going to win and lose. Anything can change in an instant. And I'm going to take a quick break. Don't forget, coming up at 3 o'clock will be our next live broadcast. If you, just a reminder and sort of a statement, if you would like anything to be reported on, any soccer, football from around the world, like the K-League, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Ligue 1. Just let me know if you have any favorite soccer teams from any league that if there's an exciting game coming up and you want me to kind of give the lowdown on what's coming up, just try to get in contact me, and I'll have that information at the end of my broadcast. Until I see you in a few minutes then.
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hope, and can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need you? Keep you warm. I showed you the game everybody else was playing. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
And I was on my knees when nobody else was praying. Oh Lord. Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
lost it all today. Tell me honestly, would you still love me the same if I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong? Tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Right about now,
if I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side, or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Would you really ride for
Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
You really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong,
Italy, don't, dang. All I want is somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Y'all me need fi know. Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Really ride for
Baby,
me.
Tell me, would you die for me?
Would
you spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
You really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws,
tell me, would you call me?
Call me
if you knew I wasn't ballin'?
Cause I need a girl who's always by my side.
Tell me, do you need me?
Need me.
Tell me, do you love me? Yeah. Or is you just tryna play me?
Cause I need a girl to hold me down for life. If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws and if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly,
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And before I get down to the last couple Premier League games, I want to turn our attention to the Serie A. In La Liga this past weekend, we had an unprecedented, phenomenal performance coming from Real Madrid, who won 6-0 against Espanyol with Mr. Cristiano Ronaldo scoring 5 goals on 5 shots on target, as well as 1 goal coming from Karim Benzema with the assist coming from the big man himself. Now, let's head to this past Sunday in the Premier League. it would be less busy with only two games coming out of the weekend, Sunderland versus Tottenham and Leicester versus Aston Villa, but it would be no less exciting. Sunderland would lose 1-0 to the Spurs as they tried to defend home. Both teams were looking for their first win of the season, but it would be Tottenham who stole the 3 points. Surprisingly enough, though, Sunderland had the better first half, and Jermaine Defoe would have almost written a different story as he broke free from the Spurs' defense. But in the 83rd minute, Steve Mason would take the game for the Spurs, who unfortunately did get injured in the process. I don't think it's anything major right now, but we will find out in the coming days. And for Leicester and Aston Villa, it was quite the thriller of a match. Within the first 10, Villa almost stole an early lead, but it went too far wide from the cross. However, it would be Aston Villa who took the lead after 39 minutes, a goal coming from the young 20-year-old Jack Grealish. Then, after the beginning of the second half, just over the hour mark, it would be Carlos Gil who would sneak one home on a magnificent curl with his left foot. The Foxes, though, would not go down without a fight, however. Just after the 71st minute, Richie Delait would pull one back, and then another from Jamie Vardy in the 82nd minute. It looked as though there might be a comeback from the Foxes, and Aston Villa would have to build up that defense. To complete, though, the phenomenal comeback, Nathan Dyer would head one just past the keeper in the 89th minute, although he too would injure himself a bit in the process. A fantastic game nonetheless, as a 3-2 Leicester City, who now would move themselves up to second place on the table after that win. And we are coming to a close with the last game of the Premier League weekend occurring yesterday on Monday. West Ham were taking on Newcastle at home at the Bolton Ground. It would be a perfect start for West Ham with Dimitri Payet elegantly curling one past the keeper in the 9th minute of play. Just early in that beginning phase. Then, Victor Moses had a few opportunities for West Ham as well. He's currently on loan from Chelsea. Looks like they could use him now. However, his greatest chance was that of in the 47th minute with a hit right off the woodwork. But lucky enough for them, it would fall right to the feet of Dimitri Payet, who threw it in behind for his second of the night. And it would end just like that, 2-0. So, you guys are probably, hopefully, asking, what does this mean for the table? Well, here is your current table. Your top five are Manchester City in first place, Leicester City, as I said, in second place, Manchester United in third place, just above Arsenal, who's in fourth place by one goal difference. And in fifth place, West Ham United. And how about for the middle 10? Well, in sixth place are Crystal Palace. In seventh, Everton. In eighth, Swansea City. In ninth, Norwich. In tenth, Liverpool. In 11th, Southampton. In 12th, Tottenham Hotspur. In 13th, Watford. In 14th, West Bromwich Albion. And in 15th, Aston Villa. As for your bottom five are as follows. In 16th place, AFC Bournemouth. In 17th place, Chelsea. In 18th place, Stoke City. In 19th place are the Sunderland. And in last, 20th place, Newcastle United. But today also marks something else that's just as important as the Premier League. Today, we're ushering in the first round of the UEFA Champions League. And an exciting day at that in the UEFA Champions League. Well, let's see. We have quite a few matches taking place today, this Tuesday at, well, today at 2:45 Eastern Standard Time. We'll have Group A kicking off with Paris Saint-Germain and Malmö FF, along with Real Madrid hosting Shakhtar Donetsk. Group B will have PSV Eindhoven playing Manchester United, as well as Wolfsburg playing CSKA Moscow. Those are a couple interesting Group A selections, if I may say so myself. I did watch the live picking of the teams, and I was quite surprised that, you know, Manchester United and Wolfsburg were in the same group. I think that's pretty cool. And I mean, if I may, I do believe Paris Saint-Germain and Real Madrid will be the two escaping from Group A. And As long as there's no upsets, I'd say Wolfsburg and Manchester United will make it out of Group B. Now let's look at Group C, who also plays today. Group C will feature Benfica and FC Astana playing each other, as well as Galatasaray and Atletico Madrid butting heads. Group D will have the current heads of the table from the Premier League, Manchester City, playing against last year's finalists, Juventus, and Sevilla will be playing against Germany's Borussia Mönchengladbach. Group C, I would not ever think that Atleti would make it out of Group C. It will be interesting as Galatasaray have become more prominent in these UEFA Champions League fixtures. For Group D, it's a toss-up. I mean, Manchester City, I would believe, would win that group. Juventus and Borussia Mönchengladbach, though, are two good clubs as well, especially with Paul Pogba playing for Juve. That's going to be a tough one, in my opinion. I don't know who will be the second one to get out of that group. So don't forget to cut class today. I'm kidding. If you don't have class, don't forget to tune into these games, as they will for sure be very entertaining. Let's talk about Wednesday. Wednesday has the rest of the matches. There are going to be, in Group E, Bayer Leverkusen will face off against BATE Borisov, and Roma will play against last year's winners, Barcelona. Group F will have Dynamo Zagreb playing against Arsenal, and Greek favorites Olympiacos playing against the German titan Bayern Munich. Obviously, out of Group E, Barcelona will win out of that, although I don't know much about Bate Borisov, but I would think Roma or Bayer Leverkusen would end up getting out of the Group E as well. As for Group F, I don't know. Arsenal, yes, they're 3-1-1 now in the Premier League, but they usually don't hold up well, in my opinion, in UEFA. In the Champions League, I would assume Bayern Munich will make it out of Group F, but I also don't know anything about Dynamo Zagreb. I mean, it's not something I'm knowledgeable on. I don't even know what league they're from. But I would see Arsenal or Olympiacos being the second. And finally, for Group H and for Group G, we'll start off with Group H. We'll be different. It'll be Ghent playing Lyon and Valencia against Zenit St. Petersburg. And Group G will have Chelsea against Maccabi Tel Aviv and Dynamo Kyiv playing against FC Porto. Honestly, at this point, anyone could win out of Group G. Chelsea's in 17th place in the Premier League. They haven't been playing good. They haven't been playing fluid. It's embarrassing watching them right now. Luckily, I'm not a Chelsea supporter. I mean, I'd be devastated if Manchester United were to be playing as they are. I actually was. The beginning, four games are disappointing to watch from the Red Devils. I could only guess what's going through the Chelsea supporters right now. But Group G is definitely a toss-up right now. In Group H, I'm going to go with... Wow. I guess Zenit St. Petersburg I want to say, possibly them. That one's also a real toss-up, too. I don't know much about... I don't really watch Leon play that much. I don't really watch Jen play that much. I only see Valencia whenever they play in the Spanish league. I mean, anything... The best thing about football is that anything can happen. I watched the NFL this Sunday for a little bit, and I watched some great fixtures through them. I mean, anything can happen in the world of sport. And that's why it's so exciting watching. So if you do have time today or tomorrow, make sure you at least tune in for one of the games. You know you made it whenever you hear the theme, the UEFA Champions Cup, the UEFA Champions League team. And it's awesome seeing how the crowds react, how the players react, how emotional it is for them. So you don't really owe it to anyone who more or less watches the games or the players, but it is quite the spectacle to watch. So I do recommend you turn on your television. I know Fox Sports will have the majority of them. I don't know if ESPN will have any, but I'm sure you can find some sort of streaming site. You can watch it for 40, 45 minutes, 90 minutes. The good thing about football is that it doesn't stop. It's 45 minutes extra time, 10-15 minute break, 45 minutes extra time, and that's the game. It goes quite quickly. So that's all I have for the UEFA Champions Cup League's games for these two, Tuesday and Wednesday. And I'll have the highlights and some of the upsets for the UEFA Champions Cup League. Next week's broadcast will be slightly abbreviated. It won't be as, I don't want to say drawn out, but as elaborate or as detailed as this week was, because I will try to catch up with the UEFA Champions League as much as I can, as well as the Premier League. And I'll try to keep my eyes out for any other games that might be going on this weekend. But that's just about it. Like I said, if you have any requests, don't forget to get in contact with me. You can find me on social media sites. I don't really know how Ian's feel about that. But if you have any sort of league that you want me to kind of touch up on, if you have any sort of special game you want more in detail from me, you can catch me on Twitter. Yeah, let's just go with Twitter. At LILGODZILLA6. That's LILGODZILLA6. And you can just tweet me. I don't really do the DMs, as you young kids say. But that's about it. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to watch, listen to any other Century Media events. Well, that's just about it for today. And I'll see you again in the next one. Thanks for listening.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.